Today's episode is brought to you by Crossway and the ESV Women's Study Bible. This study Bible was designed to help women pursue a deeper, more transformational understanding of Scripture. With 350 reflections from contributors like Jen Wilkin, Lauren Chandler, and Trillia Newbell, this Bible includes book introductions, study content, and elegant artwork. Now through November 14th, Risen Motherhood listeners can pick up an ESV Women's Study Bible for 40% off with a free Crossway Plus membership. Just head over to crossway.org/risenmotherhood for more info. We're so thankful for Crossway's support.
Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet. Which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Well, hey, friends, Emily here. Welcome back to another episode of Risen Motherhood. I'm here with Laura, and this one from the archives is kind of, you know, a heartfelt episode today. And as I listen back, I feel like I was just kind of flooded with all the different feelings and things that I've experienced over the years as a mom. And I know Laura has walked through a lot of different types of suffering as well.
Yeah. Yeah. This one kind of hits you right where it hurts, like literally in some level. And I was really grateful to listen back as well. And just to recall like truths about suffering, because I think that's one of the main things that we share is just like walking through big truths that we can know and remember when we're going through hard things. And I think it's especially relevant right now that even though we don't mention a lot of the cultural world events that are going on right now, it's really fitting, I think, for what's happening in our around the globe right now.
Yeah, I remember what this episode was a little bit born out of is as we started recording at the beginning of Risen Motherhood, we would hit a lot of topics that, you know, are common kind of to moms in everyday life, like the hard feeling you have at 4 o'clock when you're just trying to get dinner on the table or whatever it is. But we realize there's such deep suffering and hard, hard things that moms walk through. And we wanted to start to deal with those kind of one topic at a time. So this is an overarching episode that can pull together a lot of different types of suffering in motherhood. But it really started us off on a trajectory and a pathway at Risen Motherhood. And this was probably 2.5 years ago we recorded this, of really trying to gather more resources and more episodes and more articles for all the different types of suffering that moms face. And we have a lot of that now. We've tried to really build out our archive.
Yeah. It might help to lift the curtain a little bit of like one of our content philosophies at RM is that our podcast, we really try to keep it pretty general,
pretty
applicable to like almost all moms, not every mom. We never could do that. That would be impossible, but to really feel like, hey, if you're going to listen in general, you're probably going to feel heard and seen in the sense at like a very high level,
right?
Like Emily said. And then what we try to do is that on our site or on social media and microblogs and things like that, we want to dig in and try to meet moms with their individual situations, like military moms or single moms or divorced moms or chronic illness. Chronic pain. Special needs. We've
infant loss, postpartum depression, even like moms overseas on the mission field. Yeah. I mean, runs the gamut. We really have tried to build out our article specifically to reach a lot of those different things.
Yeah. So we hope even if you don't feel like your specific form of suffering or hardship is represented on the show in and of itself, which a lot of those things actually still we have done shows on them. But if it's not on there, go check out our website and go look and see, search the archives, check by the tag that are on there, and you'll probably hopefully find an article that speaks at least a little bit closer to your situation. And then we also have a great resources page that's called Suffering and Loss. So we have all sorts of resources page at Risen Motherhood where we have things on Advent and Easter and books on motherhood and resources for training your children. But we have this one really special page that we've been working on called Suffering and Loss.
Yeah. And so we have really expanded that to many different categories. So go check that out. We'll have hopefully books and links again again, where we haven't spoken to something. We've even tried to link to articles on other websites where they have spoken to it. So we really hope that that ministers to you and it brings comfort to you. We know that there's no article that's going to solve all your problems or make things feel better. But we ultimately hope that all of these things point you to the God of all comfort, which is what we are hopeful for today as you listen. So
let's get to the show.
Let's get to it.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Risen Motherhood. I'm Laura Whiffler and I have my sister-in-law, Emily Jensen here.
Hello.
And before we get to today's show, we wanted to remind you all, hopefully you know by now, but we post a lot of articles on our website every week. I think it's like two a week, right? Mm-hmm. And today on the show, we're actually talking about a tougher topic. We're talking about suffering. But maybe if something comes to mind as we're talking today or there's something specific, please feel free to search our past podcast. You can probably find something potentially on what you're thinking of. Or in addition, the articles that we post on our site, you can search those and look. That's where we often talk about really specific topics that happen in motherhood, more we drill down into specific things that maybe we won't go into depth on the show. So we want to encourage you to head to the site and definitely click that article tab to look a little bit deeper.
Yeah. And the way that you can get that right to your inbox is just by subscribing to our RSS feed. So then that'll come straight to you twice a week and you can always stay up to date on what it is that's on our site.
Yeah. So we'll post a link to that subscribe button on our show notes and it's easy to find. Okay, so we're talking about suffering today, and a lot of the shows that we do on Risen Motherhood do talk about those everyday hardships that we all experience in motherhood. We definitely get worn down by life. We can feel overwhelmed really quickly with all the responsibilities we have. Relationships are challenging, and there are a lot of big and small decisions that we face every day. So we talk about those type of topics almost every show.
Yeah, regularly, but we definitely know that with motherhood, we often experience more profound suffering. And those are harder things to jump into. We don't talk about that as frequently on our show because it's just really difficult to sit and linger in that and experience the depth of it and really speak to the ins and outs in such a short 20-minute show. But we know that you guys are out there that are dealing with really significant hard things in motherhood, the things that make you just say, why God? Like this doesn't even feel like it has a reason or an explanation, and it's just really painful. So instead of diving into any of those really specific things that cause us to feel that kind of why God suffering in motherhood, we just want to kind of go over the surface and just say, what hope do we have in the midst of that?
Yeah. And suffering can take a lot of forms, and it can, that word even can mean a lot of different things to different people. Mm-hmm. And some of us have experienced more suffering than others, especially depending on where you're at in life. So we know suffering is a very complex topic, but as Emily said, we're trying to apply it to those situations that just feel like it feels very unfair. And you're asking that question, why God, why is this happening? So this might be, but isn't limited to things like miscarriages, infertility, loss of an infant or child at birth or after birth, a child with extra needs, chronic health concerns or medical concerns, having a child with disabilities, or even a broken marriage that feels like, you know, it's not going to be salvaged. Maybe it's foster care or adoption, and there's just a lot of difficulties going on there, or living with a chronic illness. So there are more that we could mention, but those are just a few of kind of those heavier topics that we're talking about today in general.
Right. And even if you are not someone who's walking through one of these things specifically right now, we hope that you'll still listen, because I think one thing Laura and I have both learned is one of the best ways you can really prepare for suffering is to have a theology of it and kind of ask some of these questions before you go through it and be aware that these things happen to people and that we need to anchor our faith in something really deep and some real tangible eternal good news that we'll get into. And also maybe you have a friend or a family member or someone in your church who's walking through these things, and it would be really helpful to just sit and hear some specific encouragements that might be helpful at certain times.
Yes, we want to do a couple of caveats before we jump in. The first is, you all know we got a 20-minute show.
Yeah.
And there's absolutely no way that we can cover the theology of suffering and why bad things happen in 20 minutes. So these are things that have entire books that are written about them. And we are going to point you to some of our favorites on the show notes. But we just want you to kind of be prepared that this is something we want to start that discussion as usual. But please go and talk about it in your podcast clubs, in your small groups, with a counselor, a pastor, a mentor. Definitely know that this is just scratching the surface of the conversation. And also know that Emily and I have not experienced all of these things personally. We've had friends or family who have experienced nearly, it feels like, the gamut of different topics, but we may not say everything perfectly depending on where you're specifically at, because we know when you're suffering, we ourselves know this personally, like you're extra sensitive to things and we want to be gracious and speak kindly, but we also ask, just ask for grace as we're talking to.
Yeah. And just the final thing before we move forward is just, we know that it's hard when we're walking through something really challenging in life to feel like it's getting grouped in with something that may seem like, well, that's lighter. I would rather trade my issue for that issue. That seems not as bad. And but we really also want to minister to a wide group of moms. So just keep that in mind today. We know everybody, again, experiences suffering differently, and it's complicated. It isn't necessarily all the same. We wouldn't deal with every situation the same, but we do hope, and we know for sure that the gospel does meet us and does give us hope no matter what type of suffering we are walking through. So let's jump into the gospel and see what hope there is.
All right. So in creation, we know that in the garden, there was good, purposeful, meaningful work that Adam and Eve were doing for the kingdom of God. And there really wasn't suffering in the way that we know it. And their work did not include distress or pain or hardship. Everything was very good in God's original creation.
And then we know that after Adam and Eve sinned in the fall, they, you know, were banished from the garden, and life outside of the garden includes profound suffering. And we see that from the very beginning. And this always starts to immediately beg the question, why is this specific type of suffering happening to me? And I think that's a question that a lot of us ask and is really normal to ask. And Laura and I have asked that question before. And it's a really great opportunity to actually study throughout the whole of Scripture, because we see a lot of different reasons for suffering. Just grazing over the top, we see sin directly causes suffering. There's just a one-to-one correlation there. We see that Satan causes suffering. We see that suffering is just this general result of living in this broken and cursed world. Like, there isn't always a clear explanation. It's just the world that we live in, you know, in the already, but not yet. We're not yet to the new earth and the new creation. And we also see in Scripture that God allows and He uses suffering, which can be a really difficult thing for us to comprehend. But we do see that throughout Scripture, that God has this sovereignty over the sad, hard things, and He uses them for His good purposes, which we'll get into more. So suffering can be caused by a lot of things, but ultimately it goes back to that sin and God's sovereignty.
Yeah, definitely suffering is really complicated, multi-layered, and it's hard to live in that not knowing and understanding, but we know that we have redemption and that Christ comes, Jesus, who knew no sin at all. He became sin for us that we might be children of God. And so we know that Christ identifies with us in our suffering. He entered into that, experienced it Himself to the pain of death, and He gained victory when He died and rose again. So we have the Holy Spirit now. After His death and resurrection, He sent the Holy Spirit, and we don't mourn or we don't have this hardship or this suffering without hope. And I think that's what just really sets us apart as believers, is knowing that the suffering that we're experiencing today is not the final word for us. We know that there is work being done in our suffering, that our hearts are being transformed, and that we can walk in faith even in the midst of really, really difficult and hard things. And we have a wonderful relationship with God the Father, who is a good and perfect comforter for us. And we also get the local church, a body of believers who weep with those who weep and mourn with those who mourn, that we all can just band together in the hardship that is the broken world that we live in and know that there is a future, which we'll talk about in consummation, mm-hmm. that, again, this isn't the final word. This isn't the end.
Yeah. And I love, this is the unique thing that we look forward to as believers, that Jesus says, behold, I am coming again. And I know I read that not too long ago and I just got tears in my eyes just thinking he's coming back for us. And someday when that happens, those who died in Christ will be raised to be with him forever. And there will be no more tears in the new earth where we go to live with God and reign with Christ forever. And there will be an end to suffering. And also we can know that there isn't suffering that's going to go like overlooked or unpunished or unreconciled. God will be just over that, and we can know that there will be a satisfactory answer someday, even if we don't know it now.
Mm-hmm. So we want to talk through a few truths that have really encouraged Emily and I as we have gone through difficult hardships in our lives. And so we mm-hmm. just want to share them with you as general encouragements in kind of no particular order here or anything. Mm-hmm. But the first one is just that in your suffering, God sees you. And I think that that is just a huge encouragement of that. It is not going unseen what you're going through. And I love the verse in 2 Chronicles, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to give strong support to those whose heart is blameless toward him. And I just love that picture of the Lord looking over the entire earth, and he sees the distress and the hardship. He sees the evil. He sees the good. His eyes are on the ways of man, and he understands what you're going through. The Bible assures us of that.
Yeah, and Laura and I have been studying through the book of Genesis this fall with church, and I remember one of the passages that really struck me was before God says he's going to flood the whole earth. It says God saw.
Yeah.
Like, he saw all of the evil that was going on, and he acted in a way that showed his character. And so that's just really heartening. Another one we wanted to mention, which we touched on a little bit before, is that God enters into and doesn't exempt himself from suffering, which is super encouraging to me. And I almost just, sometimes it can feel like, oh, God's just up there and mm-hmm. I'm just down here. And like, I'm the one in the midst of all this suffering, and he's just kind of doesn't have to get in the middle of any mm-hmm. of it. But the reality is, like, God had the Heavenly Father watched his own son die. So if any parent understands, God does. He didn't keep himself out of this. He entered into it, and Christ entered into it. There are several parts of the Bible that talk about all the different types of suffering that Christ experienced when he was here on earth. And he can relate to us in every way mm-hmm. in that. And he didn't, you know, hold himself like, oh, I'm not going to get in the mess of that suffering. He really experienced that alongside us.
Mm. Yeah. And that kind of plays into the next one, where just God is with us, that he is our comforter and our supporter. And we kind of mentioned it earlier that the Holy Spirit was sent to help and to comfort us and to guide us until Jesus returns. And I think, like, if you've gone through any deep suffering of any kind, you can attest to the fact that there's almost this supernatural comfort of the soul that mm-hmm. comes when you know just that the suffering that you're experiencing today has an end, and that there is a future full of hope and joy waiting for you. And God loves to comfort and bind the brokenhearted, and he loves to be near us all the time. And especially, like, when we are in pain, like, he is there and he is close. And I think that's when he does some of that deepest heart work to really reveal who he is to you. And I think just like feeling that comfort is one of the gifts of mm-hmm. suffering.
Yeah. I think the times when I can look back on my life and just know, like, in the deepest part of my soul, like, God is with me, were moments that I was also in the midst of a pretty profound suffering. Mm-hmm. And maybe there was even tears falling. And yet yeah. I can remember distinctly, like, knowing that it is well with my soul. Mm-hmm. And that's just a gift that God gives us in the Holy Spirit, I think.
Yeah, well, it's like one of those things where you see someone even maybe at a funeral or just going through deep suffering, and you're like, how are they doing it? You know, because mm-hmm. they seem almost poised or just at peace is really the word. And that is the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit in their life. And that's something that all believers have access to. It doesn't mean that it's always going to be perfect for you in suffering, but I think there's a really beautiful comfort that can come over your soul when you're in Christ.
Another one is just to remember, we've touched on this, God uses our suffering, and this is something we're not always going to know how right away. We're not always going to have the answers, but our suffering is not meaningless. And we see this throughout so many aspects of Scripture where God's people were struggling and going through really difficult, painful things, and yet he was using it to either work towards redemption or after redemption, he was working to grow his church and to spread the gospel. So I think we can be confident that trials of various kinds can really test and grow our faith and be used even for other ministries and other ways of comforting other people that we hadn't previously even thought about.
Yeah.
And he uses it to spread the gospel in ways that are sometimes a mystery to us.
Mm-hmm. This is probably my most hopeful piece in the suffering, for sure, as I've gone through things of, you know, I don't know why stuff is happening or how it's happening, but maybe 5 years later, I can see like, okay, I still don't love that I experienced that, but I'm thankful because now I was able to minister to this other woman, or I was able, stuff that we've shared on this show, like, you know, even our children with special needs, like being able to talk about that from a firsthand experience. It's really hard for Emily and I, like that's not an, you know, always this perfectly easy thing, but it's something that God's given us deep joy in and been able to have a ministry to other people. And that's just one example of many, but I just love knowing how our suffering has purpose, and it, even if it's just simply to have us long for heaven and life with Christ and pointing us to God and long to be deeper into what he loves and what he cares about. And it sort of has a way of just melting off the dross and taking away the things that seem to cloud our vision when life is really good and easy. Suffering has that way of just like pressing it out and really bringing out the gold, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Totally. And finally, we just want to acknowledge that this last point, it's kind of hard to hear sometimes or hard to comprehend depending on where we're at in our suffering, but we just want to remember God is good in the midst of it. And he saved us from the very worst suffering of all, which would be life and eternity without him. So this is an undeserved gift that he gave us. And no matter what we're going through in life, that gift is there if we've trusted in Christ. And his character is always good. He never wavers or lets his promises go unfulfilled. So it's difficult for us sometimes to see because we're not standing looking back with hindsight, knowing all the things that God knows, like how he is good sometimes. But that's where that trust comes into play and believing God's promises and his word, even when we don't necessarily feel it in that moment.
Yeah, we know that this is like just some hard and complicated stuff that we're obviously, I think you can probably tell we're still wrapping our minds around it. But if you are going through a deep season of suffering, we are sorry. We are sad along with you. We just want to encourage you to kind of keep pressing into truth and to keep crying out to God. And I know too, I can speak from experience of some of the seasons of suffering. It's sort of, you know, this up and down thing where some days I'm really believing truth and it's somehow feels a little bit easier. And there are other days that I feel very sad and it's very hard to remember truth. And I have a lot of doubts and a lot of fears. And I think that that's very normal if you're going through that. But that is why it's so important to just continue to remind yourself of truth over and over again and finding the Lord every day and asking him to reveal himself to you in that suffering. And God will be faithful to that, even if it takes a few days, a few weeks, a long season. It's not a magic potion. I think that's important to remember, but it is something that as you continue to invest, even when your heart is screaming inside, there is good work that is being done and God will be faithful.
Mm-hmm. So again, you could head over to our show notes today. We're going to work hard this week to really curate some resources for you that we hope will be helpful if you're looking for a different book to read on this or just different resources that we found helpful. But remember that you can always pray Mm-hmm. One thing we've also found is helpful is reading Psalms or studying through the Psalms. There's also lots of great devotionals out there about that. Preach the gospel to yourself, which is really just repeating and remembering all the things that we kind of said on the show today. There's also some incredible hymns out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think hymns have been one of the most comforting things to me in suffering, where like I almost can't even sometimes bring myself to have some deep devotional time, but I can turn on, you know, How Firm a Foundation or
It Is Well. You just weep.
And you just cry because the scripture is kind of, the ideas are woven in there and the truths are there. And it's just such a good reminder. Also just talk with people who will listen and weep with you. It's okay to get counseling and to reach out to somebody who can walk with you more deeply and longer through a situation. Keep trusting God. His mercies are new. And if you are in Christ, He is going to help you to persevere, to grow your faith, and to just grow, I say, a joy in Him, even in the midst of sorrow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as we mentioned earlier, we're going to curate some resources for y'all. So head over to our show notes, risenmotherhood.com, and you'll find the podcast link to view our show notes, where hopefully we'll have more resources there. We're also on social media, so at Risen Motherhood on all of the platforms. And I think that's it. Thanks, you guys, for joining us so much. We really appreciate all of you tuning in.
Hey there, don't forget that you have one more week if you'd like to sign up as a leader of a Risen Motherhood book club this fall. Next Monday, October 5th, is the deadline for you to be able to get the leader's guide and all the swag and everything else in order to lead a book club. In addition, you can also go to christianbook.com and you can use a code that you can find on our website in order to get the book for 50% off for anyone in your group. Lastly, if you haven't yet, definitely head over and check out our resources page that we talked about at the beginning of the show about suffering and loss.